Battered United passenger charts new course.
Dow has hired two prominent Chicago lawyers to represent him.
Recalculating Russia.
Mr. Trump is reassessing what he can make of the Russian relationship.
Florida's wildfire fight.
Over 100 active fires statewide.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. After days of anger and apologies, the next move in the story of the Kentucky doctor hauled off a United Airlines flight is his. And CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us he's heading for courts.
Busted his lip.
Oh, my God. Look at what you did to him.
Lawyers for Dr. David Dow seem to be making good on a promise he made shortly before he was hauled off the plane.
I make a lawsuit against United Airlines.
In an emergency court filing, Dow's attorneys asked a judge to protect the cockpit voice recording, surveillance video, crew and passenger manifests, and the personnel files of the airport security officers involved.
Oh my God.
All three have now been placed on administrative leave. Dow has hired two prominent Chicago lawyers to represent him in any potential legal action.
Thank you for flying the friendly skies. And we hope.
Despite apologizing and offering refunds to all passengers on Flight 3411, United has struggled to put the controversy behind it. This afternoon, the airline and airport officials are expected to testify before the Chicago City Council.
A conservation group and Arizona congressman have joined forces in the first federal lawsuit against President Trump's proposed border wall. The suit says the project may run afoul of environmental laws and will be a threat to rare animals. In Michigan's capital, the city council has done an about-face a week after voting to call itself a sanctuary city, protecting illegal immigrants. The reversal came after Lansing businesses and residents expressed outrage.
What are you planning on doing when it's a felony and they committed crimes? Can we walk the streets after we committed a crime? I get pulled over. If I didn't pay a ticket, I'm going to jail.
Federal officials have threatened to cut funding to sanctuary cities. The Kremlin said today Secretary of State Tillerson's meeting with Vladimir Putin did not cause a positive shift in relations between Russia and the U.S. White House correspondent Major Garrett says President Trump is facing new realities with Russia, NATO, and China.
With disagreements over Syria, election hacking, continued violence in Ukraine, and NATO expansion, the White House and Moscow have almost no common ground.
We're not getting along with Russia at all. We may be at an all-time low in terms of relationship with Russia.
That was not what candidate Trump thought was meant to be.
We're going to have a great relationship with Putin and Russia.
Donald Trump, I think of it, wants to befriend Putin and other things, she said, right? And I'm saying to myself, what's wrong with that? That's good.
With Russian relations on the rocks, the president has newfound interest in NATO's ability to project strength, something he famously doubted.
I said, here's the problem with NATO. It's obsolete.
I said it was obsolete. It's no longer obsolete.
And in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the president said of Chinese government, quote, they're not currency manipulators.
A top Chinese official echoed that today. Neither side will say if this talk on currency is tied to any new line of agreement on North Korea. China is said to be using its influence to try to convince North Korea not to carry out any missile or nuclear tests this weekend. CBS's Ben Tracy is in Pyongyang.
New satellite images examined by a North Korea watchdog group suggest the country is preparing to conduct a sixth nuclear test, which could be timed to coincide with this weekend's celebration of North Korean founder Kim Il-sung. President Trump has sent a Navy strike group steaming toward the Korean Peninsula and has warned that all options, including a military one, are on the table.
Well, this word, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is registering retroactively as a foreign agent. It amounts to an admission that he failed to disclose work he did on behalf of the former pro-Moscow government in Ukraine. And CBS's Bill Rakoff tells us.
Paul Manafort stepped down as the president's campaign manager in August. On the same day, the New York Times reports he created a shell company taking out loans from businesses connected to Mr. Trump to the tune of about $20 million. One $3.5 million loan reportedly came from an investment firm connected to Trump hotel projects. Manafort has long denied any wrongdoing in his business dealings.
The wildfire season in Florida is shaping up as the worst in years, and right now more than 100 fires are burning. CBS's Peter King is in Orlando.
This sound is becoming all too familiar, and it's only going to get worse.
This is an extremely active wildfire season.
Orange County Fire Operations Chief Mike Vita is just a few feet from where one fire threatened resorts here in Orlando's busy tourist area.
It's extremely dry. We have less than normal rainfall. It has been windy, so that pushes these fires. So it enables a small fire to become a large fire very quickly.
More than 20,000 acres have been lost so far in what's shaping up as Florida's busiest wildfire season since 2011. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Well, now to Chicago, where police have made an arrest in the shooting death of a county judge and a woman in the front yard of the judge's home. Chief of Detectives Melissa Staples says robbery was the motive.
The placement and the concentration of cameras in and outside of the judge's neighborhood was very instrumental for detectives to get a jump start on this case by catching and capturing the license plate of the vehicle that was used in this incident.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has been asked to block two executions scheduled for next Monday. They're two of seven planned by the state before the end of the month. All are being challenged. Attorney Jeff Rosenzweig represents three of the condemned inmates.
It sort of reeks of an assembly line, or as one of the newspapers here called it, a killing spree.
The execution push is because the controversial drug Arkansas uses to carry out executions expires soon, and the manufacturers refusing to sell the state more. For years now, many employers have complained they can't find the people with the right skills to fill the jobs they have open. Jennifer Graz, a career builder, says that's not changing.
56% of employers say they have jobs that stay vacant for 12 weeks or longer, and the average cost their companies incur for having these extended job vacancies is more than $800,000 annually.
Federal investigators say they found credible evidence that male supervisors and maintenance staff at Yellowstone National Park sexually harassed women who worked there. The park says it's addressing the situation. Just days before the big Boston Marathon, there's this life and death story from CBS's Jim Shenavy.
Can living in a city running a major marathon raise your death risk? Brown University researchers studied cities that host marathons and found that a resident's risk of dying from a heart attack increased by 13% on the day the race is run. They think it's because of blocked streets and traffic congestion causing delays for emergency responders getting people to the hospital. On a typical marathon day, even with lights and siren blazing, ambulances took an average of four more minutes to reach the emergency room. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Is anyone up for a game of basketball?
He was dead serious.
He poked fun at Prince and his more famous brother, Eddie. Comedian Charlie Murphy died from leukemia yesterday at 57. He's best known for his bits on Chappelle's Show, and he co-wrote two movies with Eddie Murphy. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.